ラジオ ETC。 オーストラリアのパール鉱山が舞台の映画、ボビーとディンガンを見ながら ETC 英会話のブレンダン先生のレッスンを受けています。ネイティブスピーカーではない私たちがスラングを使って話すことはできるだけ避けた方が良さそうです。でもスラングの意味を知っていることは必要かもしれません。ブレンダン先生が映画の中で使われていたこんなスラングを解説してくれました。
Quiet please, K7, Fraser versus Williams, and then the judge reads out the charge, and then the public, everyone screams out, he's guilty, the mongrel. The mongrel just means a bad person. I don't think it's in any other English language. It's probably very old English, and it came out in the 1700s. It disappeared from England,but it stayed in Australia. So a lot of old words are probably from the slums or the Cockney area of London. That's where Australians, the convicts came from, Irish or the Cockney. They had lots of slang in Britain at that time. They brought it out by boat. They spoke it in Australia. It disappeared from England, stayed in Australia. So,you will find a lot of words like that. So it's an interesting culture because it's very, you know, it's from the old slum area of England, I suppose.
Yeah. What did he say?
The mongrel. M-O-N-G-R-E-L. So it's a bad word. If you say someone's a mongrel, he's not a nice guy. Now this guy, they thought he was stealing from another opal miner, and that's the worst thing you can do. They called him...What do they call him? A ratter. A rat. You know, a rat is a dirty creature. And under the, you know, in the mine, and stealing. And that's what they called him. So another word for a bad person is mongrel. So I don't suggest students use it. But they may hear it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of words that are in the English language that I sometimes say, don't use that word. But you may hear it.
Yeah.
And you...Don't say thank you when you hear mongrel. Say, oh, you know that someone's not happy with your performance. Yeah.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。